So first of all, I'd like to say thank you and welcome back. If you hear me talking, if you remember this voice at all, then you remember what this was about 2 years ago. Hold up, let me just contain myself and get things going. Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to they get, whoa, you see, that's how long I've been out of the game. Wow, okay. Hey, thank you, what's going on? Welcome back to the They Gave Us a Podcast podcast. This is episode 14, if I'm correct. Last we left off was about 2 years ago. I think I'm gonna name this episode Wait, Let Me Explain, because absolutely necessary at this point. But it does feel so good to be back. Oh my God, it's been what seems like a lifetime, honestly. It's good to hear your voice, but you're actually listening to me. So get ready for about the next 35 minutes, maybe 45 minutes if I want to torture you of rambling. Oh man, this feels great. Welcome back to the They Gave Us a podcast. This is episode, I think, 14. Today's date is October 21st. I really should have got all this shit straight before I started, because it looks really bad and everyone's probably turned it off already. let's catch up. So first of all, if you're listening to the audio version of this, I'm actually doing sort of a simulcast of a video version as well. So I did want to get back in a podcast game. I started it and I liked it, and people liked it, and people reviewed it. I got some good reviews. You know, I'm not gonna say it was. It still is in the iStore, the iTunes, Apple Store, Podcast Store, whatever it is. I know they shut down the iTunes Store. I don't know. Whatever. It's there in iTunes Podcast. I think it's also available. What's the other version? So maybe Spotify. It's available on Spotify as well still. So, I got some good reviews on there. And last time I was talking about stuff, it was basically me rambling for like 40 minutes to an hour. And other than it being pretty cathartic to rant in audio form, what other form are you gonna rant in? Like sign language form? I don't, whatever. See, I start this so quick. Even though it was good to ramble and kind of cathartic, I had to stop for a while. Just a lot of things I was going through. As when I left off, you guys knew that, you know, I had a son. Infants are very tough to deal with. So with working and having to be like in a relationship and having to raise like a little person that just cries for hours on end, it kind of burned me out. I couldn't do the podcasting. And then I changed jobs and a lot of stuff happened. But just to jump right into it, one of the most important things that happened to me is, from 2 years ago till now, I joined the military, specifically the Air Force, the Air National Guard. So that's pretty cool, to be kind of a badass and like wear like body armor and like hopefully get to play with guns. That's fun, right? I don't know. I haven't gotten to do any of that fun stuff yet. I've enlisted. I'm just kind of waiting to leave at this point and go to basic, which everybody tells me sucks. I don't know. I mean, I'm a grown ass man. I don't know if I like getting yelled at by people that are probably younger than me there, but we'll see what happens. I'm doing all this like late in my life, you know, like 30 something. I don't want to give you my specific age because I'm going to be like very womanish right now and tell you like I'm 10 years younger than I actually am. but I don't want to get yelled at. Nobody wants to do that, but I think it'll be fun. I'm just waiting for it. I'm ready. And it's kind of taking forever at this point. And I got my hat on and it's really tight and it's like giving me a headache already in this podcast. Yeah, I think one of the big problems I had with having the podcast before was, like I said, it was just too much. It was a lot to do. So, but now that I have like free time on my hands and my son is like 3 years old now and he's at daycare and like, everything's changed, man. I'm telling you, it's totally different. But I don't have to worry about anything. So I'm not in a relationship anymore. And I'm kind of single, and ladies holler at me. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's quiet in here. I'm joking. Yeah, but it's good. I think a lot of things have changed, right? I mean, not just like me personally, but like how are you guys? Like this past 2 years have been crazy, especially this past year in 2020. You know, I think that's the big thing on everybody's mind, right? I mean, this shit just came out of like nowhere. Like, you know, the start of 2020, you know, people were sick and they're like, oh, like, you know, I'm sick, but it's just like the regular sick. Like, it's just like the flu. And, you know, if you were sick at like December, November, like January, like you probably had COVID. You probably had COVID-19 and didn't even know. And you just got over it. And like, that's not some funny shit. Cause like the people have died from this shit and I don't even know the amount, but maybe in 100,000, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not good with like keeping track of like politics and the news and shit. Like I don't watch the news, but yeah, man, it's been tough. COVID-19 is 2020, man. 2020 was a lot of people's year and COVID-19 fucked that shit up. But yeah, you probably had it. I mean, I haven't like felt any symptoms or anything, so like I'm good. I got tested, like I'm good at one point. So I could have it now because you're supposed to be like asymptomatic, or you could be, or whatever the case may be. But I work in like a hospital, so I should know this shit, but I don't. So good thing I would take care of patients, because then that would be terrible. Yeah, it was tough. 2020 was a tough year, man. 2019 was probably my toughest year. You know, I think I left you guys around 2018, and 2019 was tough. Yeah. I got like thrown out of my house. if you ask her, she'll tell you she didn't throw me out, but, that's just for her to try to save face. Yeah, got like thrown out, like, you know, relationship like over. I tried to like fight her new man, which we're not going to get into. Maybe we will, I don't know. But overall, 2019 was a pretty rough year. I think it was a year that I used to like reevaluate my life, reevaluate what the hell I was doing, and just get my shit back in order. And then 2020 hit, and it's like, fuck. Like, I feel like I got to start all over again. But I think I made it through 2020 pretty well. A lot of people, you know, they couldn't work. A lot of people lost jobs. A lot of people didn't have income. You know, they gave us that, like, they gave us that $1,200, which I'm not going to lie, like, it helped. Like on the low, like thanks, Trump, for that $1,200. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a terrible time. And working in a hospital was probably even more extenuating than anything else. You know, just seeing patients come through, everybody coming through with those symptoms, everybody coming through with that virus, and people, you know, getting wheeled through those doors and just never leaving. And that's something that sticks with you, you know? Not to like take, you know, go on like all serious and like all, I'm trying to think of like big words here to sound smart. Like melodramatic or like all whatever, morose on you. But it's something that should be discussed with a level of respect, I guess. And, you know, just witnessing everything, That really like puts a lot into perspective for you. It makes you appreciate like a lot more things in life than, you know, you didn't before. You know, obviously, you know, like living in this world, people die. You hear it on the news or read it on the paper, or somebody you know died, or some, you know, someone you know as an extension of someone else died. But like to like actually see it is the craziest thing. And I'm gonna take off my hat here because it's really hurting my head. And but if you're watching like the video version, you can see it says I always swipe right, which is very true. By the way, my standards are on a scale of 1 to 10, my standards are probably like a 3.5 in a woman. So I always swipe right. let me go on to that for a bit. So swiping right, like when you guys are on those apps, like do you like actually swipe right? Like, because I know people, and by people I mean me, whom like swipe right on everybody just to see who swipes right on you. So it's like, all right, swipe right on a good-looking person, obviously, good-looking person. And then, like, there's this one person that looks like crap, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to swipe right just to see if, like, I'm attractive to this person. And then you don't get, you wait, like, 2-3 days, and you don't get, like, a swipe, like, connection with that person. Like, how low does that make you feel? Where it's like, you swipe, you it's like fake interest, right? Like you put fake interest into like this person who isn't good looking and probably a shitty person, expecting them to be like jump on a ball like, yeah, I'm gonna, oh, he's so good looking. And then like you wait like a week and nothing is there. You get no response. Like how crazy was that? Oh my god, that's happened to me. So speaking from experience anyway, this is so fun. I miss this. I really do miss this. I gotta be in front of the camera more because I'm like such a good looking person. And my voice is like, I've been told it's like Barry White's voice, you know, just so soothing, so calming. And I'm doing this through my AirPods because although I've been kind of podcasting for like a year, maybe a year and a half, I still don't have a professional setup just because I'm too cheap to buy the equipment, but also I'm too lazy to figure out how the equipment works if I actually buy it. So if the sound isn't great, I'm sorry. Episode 15, I'll go out and buy some stuff and make it better for you. I promise. I really do promise. But no, of course, just like I said back in 2018 when I started doing this, I really appreciate, you know, just if 5 to 10 people listen to this, it makes me happy. Like, I don't need to be like this huge YouTube, not YouTuber, wow, where did that come from? Although YouTube is nice. I don't need to be like this huge podcaster. It's just, I do this to kind of get stuff off my chest. And I think I'm pretty funny and entertaining. So I would like for other people to think that I'm funny and entertaining, and if only 5 to 10 people think that, then I'm cool with that, right? I think like the famous quote is, if you can have like an impact on one person or something like that. I have no idea. I don't know who said it. I don't even know if it's actually a quote, but it does sound good, right? Oh man. But back to 2020, the pandemic. Maybe I should name this episode. Oh, maybe I should rename the podcast Poddemic, right? Is there like a podcast out there with that name? No, I'm gonna keep my name. I like my name. My name is like a super original. It means nothing. It gives you no clue of what the podcast is, but it's still a nice name. I should call this self-deprecating podcast because that's what I do. Anyway, it's been crazy. Like I said, joined the Air Force. I can't wait. Super excited. I don't like to fly. And like people, that's like the one question people always like say to me, like, what do they say? They always like every time I mention like I'm in the Air Force or I've joined, I've enlisted, they're like, but you don't like to fly. And I'm like, okay. I understand it's called the Air Force. Like, we know what the air is. It's above us in the sky, that thing up there. But, like, just because you join the Air Force doesn't mean you have to fly. It doesn't mean that at all in any sense of the imagination. It just means that that's like the branch of the military. Like we fight in the air, yes. But, like, we don't... We don't need to, like, anyway, that sounded contradictory. But the bottom line is, we don't, like, you're not required to, like, get in the air and fly. That anyway. Yeah, so I did that. You know, I've dated around so much, like, this year. It's been crazy. Like, this year and last year, 2019 and 2020, it's been crazy. But I don't want to talk about that. That is, it's very heartbreaking for me to have to date so much, because not a lot of people like you. You have to keep trying. What's going on? We're in, what month is this? This is October. Election. The election's coming. Well, the election's not coming up. The election is here. But I mean, election day itself is coming up. I don't really talk politics. Like, I'm not going to get deep into this shit. I'm not going to really tell you, like, who I'm voting for, because I don't know if I'll even vote. I have no idea. It seems so hard to, like, vote right now, right? Because, like, you got, like, so many options, and I know that doesn't make any sense. Like, if you have, usually when you have a lot of options, it makes things easier, but I feel like there's, like, so many options on how to vote. It just makes it so hard, because I don't want to figure out which one to do. Man. Yeah, you got Trump, man. He's more racist than ever, huh? Politics are weird, because politics, mostly all the time align with the person's interest, right? Like, that's, like, what politics are. It's just people's interests. So it's hard to really gauge people, you know, like, for people that say they aren't racist, but vote for Trump, who uses racist propaganda and rhetoric, and who doesn't denounce racist militia groups, and who offends anyone non-white at every chance he gets, right? And, like, for someone, like, to say they vote for him but they're not racist, they don't support, like, Black Lives Matter, they think Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, I don't know. So Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, but a white militia with guns and vests and heavy artillery out on the streets, policing the streets when they're not police, and threatening to shoot, harm, or otherwise kill people who they disagree with is not a terrorist group. I'm just trying to figure that out. I don't know. Please help me. Because, like, Black Lives Matter, right? I mean, because I don't go out, but, like, they go out and protest against the injustices of Black and brown people, and generally just people of color, right? And all they do is protest, and they just want equality. And okay, yeah, they, like, stop traffic sometimes, and maybe, like, stand in front of a store that you want to get into, right? But how does that make them a terrorist group in any way? So that's where it comes in for me. It's like, it's difficult for me to believe when someone says that they support Trump, and they support not even just Trump, but just, like, the Conservative Party, Republicans, however you want to say, right wing, whatever, it doesn't matter. They support that kind of stuff, but are okay with the people that those groups attack. Like, it's weird to me. I don't get it. I don't know. I'm gonna try to use, like, a metaphor. It's like saying It's like saying that you love marshmallows, but every time you pour a bowl of Rice Krispies, you take the marshmallows out, like throw them in the garbage. Like, I don't understand. It's just, it's weird. It's weird. And I don't claim to understand, or I don't claim to be like heavy in politics at all. It's not really my thing. You know, I understand it, obviously, but I'm not some talking head on the TV who will tell you everything about it. You know, ages ago, the Democratic Party was the Republican Party. Republican Party was the Democratic Party. Like, people just need to, like, be human. Like, what is that? You know, when has that changed to just treat each other with respect? Like, I want to be treated with respect. I don't want anybody talking shit about me. So, like, I'm going to treat the next person with the amount of respect I want, right? So, I don't understand, man. But hopefully, you know, being in the National Guard and being in a certain state, I'm not going to say what state I am. It's just, that doesn't really make much sense. But like being in a certain state and being in the National Guard, and when shit happens, I get to like police that state. Like, yeah, like let me run into like those militia dudes. Like, right? Like they probably train themselves and shit. Maybe they're okay, I don't know. But like I'm trained by like the US military, like bring it on. But anyway, love, peace. What is it? Make love, not war. Yeah, let's make love, not war. Let's definitely make love. Why do I do that? Yeah. So, oh man, it's been crazy. My son is 3 now. He is amazing. Like he's so smart. If I guess the good thing about like me being away for the 2 years is, if you want a comparison of how much my life has changed and how much like my son has grown, like check out the last episode that I did like 2 years ago, and then two and a half years ago, and then come back to this episode and just see the difference between the two. Like he's just so amazing, and I can't, like, he's my guy, and it's just, the bond you have with, like, your kid, and of course you love your kids, because unless you're a shitty parent, like, you love your kids, but the bond I have with this guy is, like, unbreakable. It really is. 2019, like I said, was a tough year for me, and when I lost just about everything I had, the only thing I had was him, and he saved me. And I don't want to like get all like sappy and all this stuff. I know I've gone through a lot of emotions already on this podcast. By the way, just to go back for a minute, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, please understand that I do not stick to one topic. I just ramble onto my head, and I don't come out with like a list of topics to discuss, because I just think that's stupid. And even though me rambling from my head is even more stupid, I think this is a better way of just free flowing and doing the podcast instead of having it structured, because nothing in my life is structured. Right about now, like I'm sitting in my apartment and there's a ton of stuff to do and I just don't want to do it. So I'm not structured in any way. But yeah, just to get back to him, he's amazing. He, you know, 2019, he really stuck with me. Obviously he had no choice, cause like I had to take care of him. But it's been great. It's, being a dad is pretty awesome. And although I already have 2 children from, let's see, 2, as we call it in the Black community, baby mamas. I kind of want to have like 2 more. Like, I think that's, I think like as long as you can financially like support the amount of offspring that you have, like you should do it. I think it's cool. You know, for me anyway, I don't mind being around children as long as they're my own. I don't know if I could be around some, like, I can, like, if I ever, I don't know, if I ever, like, wound up dating someone or, like, exclusively being with someone who had a kid, I mean, that's, like, okay, right? But, like, there's always this disconnect there. Like, you always want, like, you know, you want it to be your kid because you want to have that connection. It's hard to, like, build a connection with someone else's sperm. Anyway, yeah, but I probably would have, like, two more. I think that would be pretty dope. Maybe, like, three more. Right now, I'm teaching them to play basketball. So I have, like, a hoop in my apartment, a kiddie hoop. And, you know, I shoot with him. He shoots. And we do our little Kobe thing. So I'm just teaching him to do that. And I'm teaching him to play sports. And he's teaching me how to be patient and how to not fly off the handle at every chance I get. And he's teaching me a lot more than I'm teaching him probably. So big ups to him. Maddox, I miss you. I'll pick you up from daycare later. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, what else is there to talk about? What's going on? What's going on in the world? Sports. Yeah. If you guys remember, if you guys ever check out like my Instagram or you just remember who I am, like I'm a huge New York Jets fan. And yeah, let's talk about something else. Because the Jets are terrible. The Jets right now, this is a Monday. So the Jets are 0-6. If you don't watch sports often, just realize that the O, the zero, means that they haven't won a game yet. And a six means that they lost six games, the six games they played. So that means they're winless, if you can do simple math. It's awful. It's a bad team, bad coaching. I feel sorry for the players that I actually like on the team. It's a good thing that basketball just ended. And it hasn't started yet again because I really can't watch the Knicks go through another terrible season. They say everything is a sign, you know, like just watch out for signs all around us. And I think the universe is throwing me a signal to change my professional teams, but I'm not listening. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm too faithful. Maybe it's because like, excuse me. Maybe it's because, I don't know. I grew up with those teams, man. My dad was a huge Jets fan, so I don't know. But it's pretty depressing. So I don't watch the games anymore because I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want nothing to do with it. But it's there. And if we can go through a winless season, which means zero wins and 16 losses, maybe we get the first round, we're gonna get a first pick and draft a high quality player. I don't know. I'm not gonna go deep into sports in case you don't like sports. I just wasted the last 6 minutes of your life. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, this is great to be back. I do want to talk about just what I have planned going forward with the podcast. This is gonna be a short episode. Just because I really want to just get back into the flow of doing this, and I don't want to waste an hour of your life that you'll probably never get back. But what I'm going to stick with the podcast is the name's going to be the same. It is They Gave Us a Podcast. I don't know who they are. I still haven't determined that, but we're still trying to figure that out 3 years later. I'm also going to try to do the video sort of simulcast thing where the video gets uploaded to like YouTube. I'll have it available there. And, you know, just cause it's cool. It's not only cool to like listen to my voice, but it's also like cool to see how ugly I am and to see, like, you know, just me, chatting it up with you guys. But, I'm going to try to do that. And I'm going to try to stop being cheap and buy actual equipment so I can do this as faithfully as I want to. But I do truly miss doing this. And for the people who are going to start listening again, I really appreciate you. You have no idea. I'm certainly going to get into a lot more things. But like I said, I just want to put this one out just as kind of like a welcome. kind of like a bridge from the old sort of version of the podcast to the new version of what we're going to be doing, or what I'm going to be doing. There's no we here. But listen, this has been fun. They gave us a podcast episode 15, once again, maybe. I will see you guys on episode 16. This should be like episode 15.5 or something, just because it was so short. But please, guys, check out the podcast on Spotify. It should also be on iHeartRadio, if I'm correct, the iHeart app. It's definitely on the iTunes podcast app, so check it out there. Like I said, I'm also going to be uploading this to YouTube, so we'll have that version there. And I don't know how often I'm going to be doing it. Maybe definitely once a week. I just don't know the exact day. Maybe every Monday. I would call it the Monday Morning Podcast, but Bill Burr stole my option. He stole my... See, I was going to make a good joke, and then I just messed it up. I was going to make it the Monday Morning Podcast, but Bill Burr stole my thunder, so... He stole my idea. That's the word I was going to say, idea. It took me that long to come up with the word idea. That's awful. Stay tuned for another episode. Episode 16 coming out in a few days, just because I want to get that one done. And then it should be uploaded every Monday going forward. So, hey, look, I love you guys. Can't wait to start doing this again. I'm so excited. I love this. I love you guys, or at least some of you. And have a good day. Have a good week. Have a good month. Have a good life. Peace.